With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. The USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture has awarded researchers from the University of Georgia Center for Food Safety a three-year, $599,900 grant to begin a new study to investigate the effectiveness of antimicrobial blue light technology in reducing foodborne pathogens. Food Safety News reports that food manufacturers often use chemical sanitizers on food prep surfaces to help to control the spread of foodborne pathogens. And while this is typically effective in easy-to-reach areas that are a bit harder to reach may not receive the same degree of sanitation. In comes the blue light. From Food Safety Magazine, they report that antimicrobial blue light has shown promising results when used to disinfect hospital surfaces, but that little research has been done on blue light's possible antimicrobial applications in controlling foodborne pathogens. The UGA researchers postulate that antimicrobial blue light technology will be effective in disinfecting those hard-to-reach areas in food processing and preparation facilities. The study, they say, is especially going to hone in on the effectiveness of this blue light in combating listeria and salmonella. It's set to start in Georgia, June of this year. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News. For more information, visit aginfo.net. I'm Haley Shipp.